my God, hello, and welcome to Three from the Seven, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. As you can tell, or maybe if you're listening, you can't tell, me and Karina Reichman herself are in the same room. Karina, how the hell are you?
Oh, Raf! Oh my God, it's too much. She's not portraying as much emotion. I'm
ready. I'm up. I'm here.
I'm just kidding. I know. She's so happy. I'm so happy, Raf. I'm so great. I'm so happy to see you. This is our first in-person podcast in 4 months. And for those of you listening, trust me, we are far apart from each other. You wouldn't even know, but we feel the love in the room, and
absolutely,
it is so amazing. And this is a special day.
I gave you an elbow bump. It was the first time we touched elbows in God knows how long.
Oh, and you know I loved it. I loved it.
She loved every second
of
it.
Oh, man. I think I have a vein popping out of my forehead because I'm so excited. I can tell. I can't see it, but I can tell.
So I have some numbers for us.
Please.
This is episode 62.
Oh,
our first episode in quarantine remotely, episode 44. We did 18 episodes remotely.
Wow.
18 weeks.
Wow.
That is a trimester of a pregnancy. Oh. That is, God, someone do the math on the days. Not my forte. What is 18 times 7? 80.
We'll get somebody for that. With a calculator.
86, maybe? Someone? Hello? Help?
Girl, I got nothing. I got, you know.
Well, we are here. We are in person. 126?
18 times 7.
Yeah. 126 days. It's been 126 days since I saw this beautiful face.
That's out of control, Raf.
And we're in this beautiful city. New York is going through a heat wave, but we feel some air conditioning. We're very good. We're very comfortable. And I'm excited to talk to you about the news, Karina.
I am so thrilled to talk to you about the news, Raf. What are we even talking about? It's insane. This is amazing. It's the best news ever, is to be in the same room with you. But also, I can't wait to hear,
absolutely,
what we got on the docket, dude.
And the jam scene is alive and well, despite the live music itself being kind of put on ice. But there's stuff happening all over the scene. A big one is that Nike and the Grateful Dead have released their sneaker officially. Comes in green, yellow, and orange. And if you listen to the show, you know we've talked about this a little bit before. But the sneaker is officially dropped. The orange sneaker dropped on the 18th. The green and yellow editions are going to drop on the 24th. Before we got on air, Karina, we both want these sneakers. They're pretty fresh.
Oh, absolutely. It feels like something we probably, as, deadheads alike, we should probably have them. Just saying.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know for a fact certain people, including Kylie Jenner, have been sent pairs.
I saw her Instagram story with a pair, and I was like, oh, Kylie, all right, yeah, oh, you love it.
So that's what I'm saying, where it's like, if I or you, probably you, are on caliber with anyone, Kylie Jenner, she's got comparable Instagram follows. She's got comparable fame.
It's all comparable, dude. It's all comparable.
If Kylie Jenner and you walked around like Lockin or Peach or any of these huge music festivals, you would be recognized more.
Wow. No, that's
yeah.
not true. That's definitely
true.
Not true. But thank you, Raf. I appreciate that. I mean, maybe, you know, I like to say that I, when people try to talk to me about pop music and popular culture, I say, wow, well, that's interesting. You know, I live in a bubble where the most famous band in the land is this band Phish, you know?
Oh,
I've never heard of...
Never heard of them.
Anything else.
Never
you know?
Heard of them a day in my life. I'll check them out.
Right. Check them out. Let me know. And then people are like, what? Like, what about, like, you know, like Billie Eilish? I feel like I mentioned her. She's just my go-to for pop. But
she's
yeah,
pretty fuego.
She's the best. But everything aside, you know what I'm trying mm-hmm. to say. We live in a special bubble, a special world, a special realm where we're shielded from a lot of the pop culture that I don't understand, like the Kylie Jenners, the Kendalls, the fucking, I don't know, whoever you got.
Well,
but
it's cool because these new sneakers are kind of showing the dead scene in this kind of pop culture world. So I thought, instead of rehashing this story, which
yes.
we kind of touched on before, I was thinking we could talk a little bit about some of our other favorite, like, dead collabs or merch collabs. Like, what is some of your favorite merchandise that you've ever seen a band put out there?
Oh, well, that is a great question.
I know I was wearing my Grateful Dead Chacos today.
Oh.
Which people are like, oh, the Grateful Dead like teaming up with a shoe company. Grateful Dead Chacos, love them.
I think that's great.
They're so comfortable.
I'm about that.
I wore them to the beach.
I mean, if I had a nickel for every nickel I spent on Phish dry goods, that would be quite a few nickels. But I guess, does that count?
Yeah,
are we talking about
absolutely.
Like cross-pollinating?
We can talk about merch and general band
and
stuff.
All that. I mean, you know, I think Phish does a great job with it. I have a lot of really excellent Nine Inch Nails merch from my younger days that I still bust out once in a while. So,
oh my God, I want to see some of that vintage Nine Inch Nails merch.
I'll bust it out for you. You know, I'm a huge Beck fan. I've always found Beck to do you know, kind of nice drops and whatnot. And when I say drops, I mean he has some nice shirts.
And people don't realize that you have an incredible poster collection.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
In your apartment? Oh, my God.
Yes, certainly. Yeah. That's I owe most of that to my dear friend and roommate, Mr. Isaac Sloan. But I've contributed a little bit. Certainly. Certainly. And we love, you know, I mean, shout out to my boy, David Welker. Shout out mm-hmm. to Emmick. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, we're deep poster collectors.
Yeah, I don't want to blow up your spot, but you have like a couple of like insanely like signed Pollocks, signed yes. Welkers. You have an insane Ween poster
yes.
that's all signed. Uh-huh. And you have a poster from your first Marco tour that's super decent.
I have a lot of, yeah. And I made, like my first few Marco tours, I made like everybody sign it at the end. And, you know, we did this one tour with the Eric Krasno band. And I was like, everybody, I'm going to miss you. Please sign it. And I was like, you know, 22 and very like treating it like, you know, a yearbook or something like that as like a memento of the time spent together. But yeah, I'm a huge poster fan. I love poster art.
I remember when you first showed me your apartment, I was like trying to stay cool, but I was like, oh my God. It's like, yeah, it's like a Pollock signed by Fish, yeah. The entire band. I was just like, cool, cool. So
like,
cool.
It's cool. It's cool. Oh my God. Yeah. I have a Wilco that's a Nate Duvall poster. Nate Duvall, one of my favorite poster artists, really, and you know, artists in general. He's a fantastic aesthetic, in my opinion. And I have a nice, you know, Wilco signed, like the whole band signed that one. That's in my bedroom. I like that one.
Karina, do you have a poster from your first Brooklyn Bowl show framed?
Ooh, no. No, I
no,
don't.
No, yeah, you do. Your mom framed it, right?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking of, like, when I was, like...
the one I designed?
Yeah, like, my... Yes, I do. I absolutely do. I was trying... I thought, like, you know, the first Brooklyn Bowl show I attended.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what the hell was that? And then, yeah, anyway. I actually do know the answer to that, but... I won't bore our listeners with that. Actually, yes, I will. You want to hear about it? In 2011.
The year was 2011.
I was greatly underage, but knew some people in the right places and, you know, marked my hands up with some Sharpies. And we went to see Bustle in Your Hedgerow at the Brooklyn Bowl 2011. And then, you know, for the next many, many years after that, you know, getting in as an underage kid, it was very taboo. I never drank. I didn't do anything crazy, but I had to get the X's and whatnot, of course, which I was so into, of course. But then I do remember my first show post turning 21, Robert Randolph and the Family Band.
Oh, yeah. Take you to church.
And that was a blast. So that, you know.
Did you get Liddy City?
I think I did. I'd be willing to bet I did. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Yes. The answer is yes.
Well, the last thing I want to touch on before we move on is, speaking of all this merchandise, you have t-shirts that just got re-released, although snap them up if you can. I mean, they're a hot commodity.
Dude, they're going quick. Yeah, we're speaking here on a Tuesday, correct?
Yeah. They might be sold out by Wednesday.
I posted about them at 8:30 a.m. because I am now new Karina, and her new life is an early riser.
I was going to say 8:30 in the morning?
Yes.
No, thank you.
No, it's
hard
new.
Pass.
Now, new Karina, because I don't have shows to play and gigs to hang out at until the wee hours. I can't stay up past midnight, and I wake up at 8 a.m. It's really a new time in my life. For those of you who know me, they're not people who are actually familiar with, you know, me, and they're listening to this right now. They're not believing that, because
I know
I'm like a noon or later type.
Oh,
normally
I'm just night owl, sleep late for the rest of my days.
That's us. Awesome. That's us. But anyway, so all I'm saying is I posted at 8:30 this morning, and I think I'm already very close to sold out, and it is about 4:30 in the afternoon the same day. So yes, if you would like a Karina Regman shirt, you know, try your luck. You know, you can Venmo me $25 at Karina Reichman and send your size and your address, and I'll get that right out to you. And you might be in the next shipment. I don't know if we sell out, but either way, you'll be getting a shirt. It's just whether you'll get a shirt in 3 days or like 10 days. It's all sure. Great. But I'm efficient. I'm a one woman wrecking crew over here. You should see me. Shippo. If anybody, I'd like to, they're not paying me to say this, but let me give a little shout out to Shippo. goshippo.com. It's actually goshippo.com, but, you know, printing out your own postage labels at home, cutting them with a scissor, taping them on the envelopes.
Do you cut it with, like, kooky scissors, like the zigzag?
Yes. No. No. No, absolutely
I should get
not.
You some of those.
I would love that. That would be great. And, you know, next thing you know, they get into the hands of the fans, and I write everybody a personalized postcard that goes in with the shirt. It's just a little touch, you know, here at Karina Karina Incorporated. Yeah, thanks for the plug, Rav.
Of course, always. And speaking of plugs, we do have a bit of an ad read from the Texas Gentleman.
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm here to tell everyone to put on the new record, Floor It. It's the new and second full-length effort from this Texas Gentleman. Prepare your eardrums to be hit with everything from woozy, brass-filled Dixieland-style jazz, like the song Veal Cutlass, to silky chicken-scratch country folk, like on the song Bare Maximum, to lushly orchestrated pop soul balladry, like the song Ain't Nothing New. Out July 17th on New West Records, each full-length album comes complete with a board game. It's like a drinking game, and the tagline is roll some dice and get good and blind. I love the Texas Gentlemen. It's a good vibe. You ever listen to them, Karina? They're awesome.
This sounds good to me. No, I'm not familiar.
Check them out. They're great. They're awesome. Everybody check them out. Moving on, our second story of the week. Attention everyone in Philadelphia. This summer there will be a four-week drive-in concert series in the parking lot of Citizens Bank Park, the home of the Phillies. DSO is playing two nights. Pigeons Playing Ping Pong is playing a night. It's good news, Karina. If you live in Philly or anywhere in the area, if you live in New York, I mean, Philly's a short drive away.
Such a short drive. It's the classic tour stop, New York to Philly. D.C., Philly, New York, Boston, come on. That's every band's four-day run right there. I love it. No, this is very good news. Wow. This is great. And I watched the Disco Biscuits thing.
I was about to say, in late June, the Biscuits played on the very infield of Citizens Bank Park.
So they're going to... Wait, this
it's
is driving. Crazy.
It's in the parking lot.
Okay, so it's in the parking lot. The bands are going to be set up. They're going to build an auxiliary stage, make it rain. Mm-hmm. Cars will drive in. People will get lit. It'll
audio
be great.
Through the FM radio.
Yo. Which, that is deep.
Karina, you know things about audio. Is that a good thing, FM radio? I feel like it's going to be fuzzy. Like, you're going to hear crackle, crackle.
I mean, who's to say, Raph? I'm not sure. The one thing that intrigues me about that is, like, well, you know, you wonder if the bands are going, like, direct completely, you know, or if they have actual amps on stage or not, or whatever, a little bit of both and a little hybrid audio. You know, DI'd and full-blown amps. Who knows? Anyway, that's really a fascinating question. I'm down for the little exactly. FM radio. Sounds good.
So my thing also is, like, why aren't they just doing shows at the Man? Like, if you can do a drive-in show, why don't you do a drive-in show in the lot of the Man? Next thing you know, we got a shakedown.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm buying $3 heady grilled cheese from a social safe distance.
Yes, that's right. And I would love to see that. That would be great. Well, you know what? What's the difference between doing it in the lot of the Man and the lot at the stadium?
Yeah. I mean, it's good vibes either way. I'm happy.
You might get some kind heady grilled cheese stands at this lot as well, right?
I think so. I think at the DSO show, and I believe Dark Star Orchestra are playing two nights, Saturday, September 5, and Sunday, September 6. If you're a flocker, August 21st, which is my mom's birthday, actually.
Oh, happy birthday,
Pigeons
Lisa.
Playing ping pong, August 21st in Philadelphia. And then if you're an indie kid, the band called The Front Bottoms will be playing. You ever listen to The Front Bottoms?
Definitely, yeah.
Awesome. Love them. I would go to that, too. I'm tempted to go to the Pigeon show.
Sure. Well, this is all exciting. It's like a plethora of goodness for us.
Do you feel the same way I feel, where the next show you go to has to be really important?
You know, it's hilarious you say that, Raph, because I'll tell you what I'm going to.
Oh.
Karina's going to Mo, baby.
Oh, the Mo drive-in
show. I'm going to the Mo drive-in, and I love Mo. This is nothing, you know.
No, yeah, you're a Mo-ron.
I totally love the Mo. I'm friends with those guys. They are dear pals. Al Schneer, second person to buy a shirt this morning, a Karina Regman shirt. So that was just
a
blessing.
Nice guy.
What a nice guy. Having said that, you know, theoretically, was I, you know, throughout all this time being like, oh yeah, the next show I'm going to go to, it's going to be huge. It's going to be such a cathartic moment. Oh, what's it? It's going to be Mo. No, that wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but not for lack of loving Mo. Mm-hmm. I'm a total fan. I love it. Again, it's
That's a good one.
I think it's a great one. So a little bit of yes and a little bit of no. I think I was just, you know, it presented itself and we were like, oh, we got to go.
Where is that?
Mo.
It's upstate.
It's in Vernon. Yeah, it's upstate, but it's about like from where I've been before this Williamsburg stint, I was in Rhinebeck, New York. It's about 2.5 hours from there, like northwest. Nice. So it's up there.
That's awesome.
Totally. So why not?
Are you going to sit in?
No. I mean, sure. By the way, you guys listening, I'd love to sit in. I have antibodies, so I'm good.
You and Rob just like back and forth.
Man, at Mowdown this time last year, there was an Everyone Orchestra thing where it was literally just like me and then all of Mo. And then Rob came, and I gave him my bass. Whoa. And then it was just Mo.
Was that when
cool.
you had your custom, or was that before?
Was
that when you had the heavy one?
Yeah. Yeah, that was just pre-custom. Because custom, wow, good call, Raph. You're so dialed into my shit,
Come
dude.
On.
Love you.
Come on.
I think the custom came about 2 weeks after that, to awesome. Be honest. Yeah, yeah.
So
I remember
a fitting
the
fitting farewell to that bass.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, if Mo's listening right now, I'd love to sit in. Thanks.
Hell yeah. Do it up.
No, I'll be in a car. I'll be in a Tommy Bahama beach chair next to a car,
oh,
to be honest.
On, dude.
Listening to hopefully Rebubula or, you know, 32 Things or Plane Crash or you see, I like Mo.
Yeah, Mo's great.
I'm
awesome.
Pretty deep in the Mo. Anyway, that's going to be fun. And I don't know. I'm taking it day by day. What
Got
like,
you.
But in terms of your like the coveted next show.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. So it's like I could. Not throw it away, but it's like I could
settle.
Go,
you could settle.
I could settle.
Sure.
Exactly. I could settle. But then, like, this Pigeons thing, I think, is a possible contender.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to think I've said with my dear older brother, who is my fellow diehard Fish fan, we've said that no matter the next time Fish plays a concert, no matter where it is, we're going.
Absolutely.
So it's like, do I wait that long? I don't think so. So maybe I'll go to this Pigeons thing.
I think that sounds reasonable.
Oh, wait, actually, didn't I say it was on my mom's birthday?
Oh.
I can't go. It's on my mom's birthday.
Family outing. I hear Lisa Kenny Sincotto would love to go see Pigeons.
I already missed her birthday for Magna Ball in 2015?
And she never forgot.
She was just like, okay. So I can't do that again.
Gotcha. Oh, that's sweet.
I got you, Lisa. She listens.
Raph was raised right, ladies and gentlemen.
I was.
She
I
was
love
raised
my mama.
Right.
What can I say? Moving on to our third story of the week, talking about all these shows. Red Rocks is actually opening this summer. It's very exciting.
What?
They're doing 5 nights of the Colorado Symphony. Do you ever go to the Symphony, Karina?
No, not the Colorado one.
Well, the Symphony here in
the Symphony here. The short answer is no. The long answer is yeah. You know, as a kid on some field trips, they definitely took us to.
You never did
some
like Trey
like
Symphony or any of that.
I never saw Trey Symphony. No, I've seen some symphonic. I've seen some stuff, but nothing that's you know. Really flashing very bright in my synapses right now, such that I could tell you what that was. But I've seen it.
Yeah. I would love to go get really, really fancy and go to like the symphony.
Oh, I'll take you.
Oh, yeah, you want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Like,
let's
I'm
go.
Saying like full, like
black tie.
Dressy.
Pearl necklace. Yo.
I will borrow it. I'll borrow it from my mom. I'll say, tonight's the night. Give me the good pearls.
We need the good pearls for this evening. Well, I like that. I would
yeah,
totally
it's going to be
that.
Completely unplugged. 20, like I guess, like string and stuff, instruments at Red Rocks.
Wow.
Evening shows. I love it. I mean, you're going to hear some Mozart. You're going to hear some Tchaikovsky. You're going to hear some George Walker. It's cool. And I think for a lot of people who live in Colorado, just to be able to go to Red Rocks in general.
It's huge. I mean, this whole time has been... a slow burn, shall we say, and mm-hmm. also just like, you know, 50 different states doing 50 different things because we have terrible direction from the federal government. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But, you know, you see things like Florida where you're like, oh, boy, Jesus, please, something, somebody do something. But then
slow motion car crash.
Colorado's had great numbers this whole time
yeah.
and like have actually been able to maintain some really, you know, a pretty nice level of you know, inhabitability and
yeah.
whatnot. So good on them that they're able to do this. It's amazing.
No, it's exciting. And then I think also classical music at Red Rocks in general, I feel like the sound bouncing off of the beautiful Red Rocks. Do you think they're going to cover any jams? Do you think the 20-piece Colorado
First two.
Symphony are going to play a tall boy?
Tall boy.
Panic on the Rocks.
Yeah, that's a great call. Ooh, a tall boy.
Or even like a Pilgrims? Pilgrims? An orchestral composition?
How about an orchestral Pigeons, dude?
Oh, bro.
Pigeons on the roof, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah,
like
all of it.
Washing windows when you know that there are pigeons on the roof.
Yes,
right. It's a bit about life right now.
How about orchestral version of Ribs and Whiskey?
Oh, my God, dude. One-Arm Steve
Dude.
Imitation leather shoes? Where are my spread heads at?
Dude, like, this is just a nice highbrow, lowbrow spread. You know what I mean? And when I say spread, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're talking about.
Hey.
Exactly. Orchestral compositions are not only for fish. Come on. Widespread, I'm talking at you.
Gotta do it.
Well, Karina, I believe we've come to the end of our road.
I can't believe that was three stories already.
I know, dude. Well, tell me a little bit about you, how you are. It's amazing to see you in person.
It's more than amazing to see you.
We were saying before we started, like, it doesn't feel real.
It's still like we're pinching ourselves over here, ladies and gentlemen. We're pinching. We're straight up, we don't know what's going on. I'm good, Raph. I'm good. I'm hanging in, doing stuff.
Have you been eating oysters? Have you been upping your seafood
content? I did eat some oysters. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, I have definitely not, slacked on my bivalve consumption this entire time. I mean, in the beginning, there were few and far between. But now, yes, come around. New York City feels so great. It's my home. It's where I belong. I love to be here, you know. Been dipping out, you know, seeing some pals and like, you know, very controlled and, case by case circumstances and doing all that. Been playing music, writing music. I've been cooking a lot, working out, running, strength
training. You're unstoppable. You were in the studio the other day with your band.
Yeah, dude.
How much of that can you talk about?
That's a great question, Raph.
Do you decide how much of that you can talk about?
Yeah.
Do you have a team?
No, there's no team.
You to team.
It's Team Karina. You know what that means? I keep 100% of the gross, baby. Just kidding. The net.
the gross.
You know, I have to.
Uncle Sam's got
to. It goes to a couple other people, including Uncle Sam. Yeah, good point. And you know, my band, my business manager. The only thing I have is a business manager who is a doll, who's been amazing actually to me this entire time. Shout out to Amy Hertz.
Oh.
Because she, you know, I mean, it's a complicated time to, you know, when your income is all about playing live music and
a lot of paperwork, a lot of red tape.
Exactly. And I do none of it, so it's great. You have somebody else deal with it for you. But no, there's no manager, there's no agent. It's just me. I recorded two songs at the Bunker Studio in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. They are doing a beautiful job of, you know, distancing bands and engineers and producers and whatnot. And basically, they're not doing anything in Studio B, which is small, but they are doing things in Studio A, in which there are like three different tracking rooms. So like for my band, it was ideal because Adam was in one room. And then me, behind a glass door, was in another room. And then Chris Corsico, behind another glass door, was in another one. And then we never even came in contact with the engineer. Everything was pre-set up for us when we got there.
Beautiful.
And, you know, so, you know, I'll be talking more and more about it. But, yeah, we got two new Karina singles, and they're coming, baby.
They're very excited. We heard it here first. Please subscribe to Relics Magazine if you want to help me out. Relics.com/join us. Actually, Relics.com/support. I'm wrong. Support independent music journalism. Relics has been going on since the mid-70s. We are dedicated to supporting this scene that is rapidly changing on a daily basis. You can subscribe to 3 from the 7 on Instagram. And by subscribe, I mean follow. At 3 from the 7, you can email Karina and myself at raffandkarina@gmail.com. Our producer is the wonderful, talented, incredible, impeccable Will Schwerd.
Hey.
He is here manning these cameras, and he's amazing. Hashtag Schwerd up. This is a production of Relics Media Group. I am saying words. Karina, send the people off. Tell them goodbye.
Oh, we're overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. This is just the best thing. I have no words. You see, I'm verklempt. Told you I would be. Everybody, I hope you're well. Stay safe. Stay smart. Be good to each other. Keep on hanging in there because it's going to change. It's going to get better. It already is. You hear that? The Symphonic Colorado celebration. Hopefully everything works out great with that. And it will. I have faith that it will. We will play live music for one another again. We will do all the things we want to do. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. Thank you for listening. Raph, thank you. Bye.
Bye.